This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's government called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to counter the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail, as they call it, after Russian President Vladimir Putin revealed plans to station tactical atomic weapons in Belarus. As VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, it's one of Ukraine's diplomatic moves to put pressure on Russia to end the war.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people that Russian war criminals will be held accountable. It is expected that the Ukrainian leader will virtually join U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for a panel discussion titled A Just and Lasting Peace in Ukraine during the second Summit for Democracy that is set to begin March 28 in Washington. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, a new campaign is underway this spring across Russia that seeks volunteers to replenish its troops for the war in Ukraine. Advertisements promise cash bonuses and other benefits. Recruiters make cold calls to eligible men. Enlistment offices are working with universities and social service agencies to lure students and the unemployed. North Korea has test-fired missiles as tensions rise. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward waters off its eastern coast, adding to a recent flurry in weapons tests. The launches early Monday precede the deployment by the United States of an aircraft carrier strike group to neighboring waters to step up military exercises with South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the Norse missiles flew cross-country after being fired from a western inland area south of Pyongyang. The launches were the Norse's seventh missile event this month. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis poured into the streets across the country in spontaneous outburst of anger after the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had abruptly fired his defense minister for challenging the Israeli leader's judicial overhaul plan. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked the main highway and lit large bonfires while police scuffled with protesters outside Sunday. Netanyahu's private home in Jerusalem as well. The unrest deepened a months-long crisis over his plan to overhaul the judiciary. Mass protests and unrest in the military prompted Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Saturday to speak out against the changes. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was greeted by school children, dancers, and drummers as she arrived in Ghana Sunday for a week-long visit to Africa intended to deepen U.S. relationships amid global competition over the continent's future. She says the focus of her visit to help promote economic growth to the continent.
On behalf of the president and our entire nation, we bring you greetings. And we are looking forward to this trip as a further statement of the long and enduring and very important relationship and friendship between the people of the United States and those who live on the continent of Africa.
Harris is the highest profile member of President Joe Biden's administration to visit Africa this year. After Ghana, she plans to visit Tanzania and Zambia. She returns to Washington April 2nd. Rescuers continue to assess the damage and search for survivors after this weekend's devastating tornadoes in the U.S. states of Mississippi and Alabama, in which more than two dozen people were killed.
President Joe Biden Sunday morning declared a major disaster exists in Mississippi and ordered federal aid to assist in recovery efforts. Overseeing those efforts will be the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA.
The biggest priority for me is, one, making sure that the local jurisdictions, those first responders, have all of the resources that they need, and then second, that we start to take care of these families.
The National Weather Service said the tornado received a preliminary EF4 rating, meaning it generated wind speeds between 265 kilometers per hour to more than 320 kilometers per hour. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
There is a special chance this week to see five planets lined up in the night sky. Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, and Mars will gather near the moon in a planet parade. The best day to spot all five will be Tuesday night or Tuesday right after sunset. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.